In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Max Pack.
All right. You know that music. You're about to know that laugh and the slander that we're going to get from this Max Pack. I'm so frustrated. So frustrated, but it's not my segment, it's Max. See, there's the laugh. Take it away, Mr. Morey.
You couldn't wait to look this time, what you saw, you were disappointed. And that's okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it all. We'll start at number five, as we always do. Again, the top five teams most likely to hoist a Lombardi trophy in February, okay? This is a team that I was reluctant to let in until about a week ago. I said, all right, fine, I have to let them in. Now, they've got a couple big games coming up on their schedule that will kind of really be the final answer of if they belong here. But number five is the New England Patriots right now. They've won enough games where I kind of just have to, I can't really ignore them. I can't ignore Drake May's performance, even though he hasn't played against an elite defense or hasn't had to throw for 300 yards in a win or anything like that. They've got Mike Vrabel, who's one of the best head coaches. They've got a really good defense. They're a well-rounded team. They can run the football. Stephon Diggs is a great, reliable number one. He's not a, you know, eye-popping, jaw-dropping wide receiver at this point in his career, but he's enough with Matt Collins, with DeMario Douglas, with Pop Douglas. They got enough going on over there.
You mentioned the Booty.
And Kayshon Booty has really emerged as a nice number two, and not to mention Hunter Henry's a decent tight end. They've got enough over there right now, and they're well-rounded, and they're just so well-coached. I've got to put them at number five. Number four, Green Bay. Huge win last week. Huge win 2 weeks in a row now for Green Bay. I've liked their defense all season. The offense has been the question, right? Can Jordan Love step up? We saw it now 2 weeks in a row. He's performing well, and they have a running game to help him out. I love Matt LaFleur. He's been one of my guys. He's been able to win in any situation, whether their defense has to allow 10 points or their offense has to score 30, and the Packers can play in cold weather. That matters as well. Number three, Philadelphia Eagles. I know. You know
the
what?
Eagles, huh?
I know.
Wow.
I know. Precedent, experience, things matter like this in my list. The reason I am hesitant on this is because I have never been a big fan of their quarterback. I was the one kind of harping that he's not really even maybe top 10 after they won the Super Bowl and he was the MVP. But I still believe in that defense. I still believe in the offensive line. The lack of tush-push success is massive for them. The one wrinkle I will say for that Philadelphia Eagles team that they can build upon in that loss last week, Saquon Barkley was electric, and he hasn't been for a lot of the season. He has not been Saquon Barkley. If that's the Barkley performance they'll get the rest of the year, they can win the Super Bowl again. Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen is, right now, he's playing the best football at that position. Right now, he's not the best quarterback, but right now, he's playing the best. And I've got to get him there. They've been there. They've been in some big games in the Los Angeles Rams, and I don't think it's necessarily close right now. They are the best team in football. They were my preseason Super Bowl appearance pick to take on the Chiefs and lose. I think they'll take on the Bills right now and win. There it is.
All right.
Okay.
From the bottom side of things, we start at number 32. I've got the Giants on that list. They're coming last. They should have the number one overall pick in the draft. So I'm taking the Giants coming in at number 32 this week. The Tennessee Titans come in at number 31. they still stink out loud. They have no direction as of right now, obviously, with this season. We'll see what they do in the offseason. But they come in at number 31. The Saints at number 30 for me this week. Number 29, the Arizona Cardinals. They're probably going to fire their head coach at the end of the season. It's just a mess out there. They could be on the bottom five list the entire time the NFL has existed in its 100-and-some years. The Cardinal franchise has always been one of the worst. And then coming in at number 28 are the Raiders. And you know, watching them play and the way that they perform, they're one of the five worst teams now in the NFL. And I don't know where they're headed. They need a quarterback worse than maybe anybody right now in the NFL. And so if they can't find that, they'll be on this list next year as well.
Mm. But they'll always cover your spreads. So real quick, going back to your top five and arguing my point of the Seahawks.
Yep. Texans and Seahawks, my honorable mentions today.
Fair point.
Where are the Chiefs? You always had them in there.
Yeah,
where
are the Chiefs?
You don't have them in there.
Where are they for you, Bob?
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about it.
The Saints beat the Bucs on the road.
Yeah.
With Tyler Shuck.
Okay, I'll put the Chiefs in there.
There we go. So let's see if I can go 2 for 2 on persuasions. Really twisted my arm. So Seahawks, let's talk to them real quick.
Yep.
You have more trust in Drake May than Sam Darnold?
I have more reason to not trust Sam Darnold than I do Drake May right now.
Okay. And Mike Vrabel has had this situation before and failed.
Hasn't had this good of a quarterback, but yeah, he has failed. Got in the AFC Championship game.
And been a one seed.
Yep, and been a one seed. Didn't get there last time, yeah.
Whose defense is better?
Seahawks.
What matters more in the playoffs? That can give you a chance to hoist a trophy?
Seahawks. Okay. I mean, defense.
Defense wins championships.
Running game is, I think, an equal bar.
I'll give it a wash.
Wide receiver is heavily, say...
JSN, yeah.
Seattle. Not only that, but they also... It's been a hit with Shaheed. Just returned a touchdown this last game.
Has been awesome.
So why did you put the Patriots in? What is your number one reason? Let's get to that. Why you took the Patriots over Seattle?
We saw Sam Darnold in 2 must-win games last year. And I'm a Sam Darnold truther. I was banging the drum last year. Mm-hmm. He's a good quarterback, and I still believe that. But in must-win games, I need you scenarios. Mm-hmm. We've seen it twice. Mm-hmm. It was really, really bad.
What must-win game have we seen Drake May play?
That's exactly right. And you're exactly right.
I understand where you're coming from. You like the unknown versus the known. Yeah. You've seen this guy lose when it matters. You haven't seen Drake May. And that's a fair way to evaluate.
And I've seen Vrabel, and I haven't seen McDonald yet in the playoffs either. So it is tough. It's close. This is the toughest year for this because I don't, like, other than the Rams, I don't look at any of these teams and go, oh, yeah, elite, mm-hmm. great, well-rounded, disciplined. They're going far. It's just the Rams right now.
Every team that we brought up, you know, somebody will always say, well, they haven't beaten anybody, you know? Mm. Neither have the Chiefs, right? Yeah, they're in that situation. In a season where nobody's beaten anybody, the Chiefs have beaten less than nobody, right? So I don't buy the they haven't beaten anybody. You play your schedule, man. Like, that is such just a tired, washed topic. Oh, they haven't played anybody. They haven't beaten anybody. It's your schedule. It is who it is. Everybody plays everybody basically the same in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a stinker, and everybody has a big win.
Right.
New England stinker was week one against the Raiders. Their big win was in Buffalo in like week 5.
Yeah, yep. The Chiefs stinker was, well, Jacksonville, and probably their big win was the Raiders, you know, 31-0.
So talked about who the biggest, you know, person to kind of move forward in the offseason. We mentioned Clark Hunt, the owner, spend money.
Mm-hmm.
You say, you know, you need to bring in revenue from stadium building and all that.
Right.
So the text line, as you could imagine, mm-hmm. has a question for you.
Sure.
The Hunt family needs more money, They are one of the wealthiest families in America and in the NFL. How can they have money to spend already? Why would they need more?
Do people come into your home and tell you how to spend your money?
Correct. But I think the question is, like, shouldn't they have already been doing that?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? Correct. You know, you're looking
at
the football team.
And if they haven't, then why would they start?
Well, because they're bringing in more money, right? When you build, and I was told the other day that the last couple of weeks, the Chiefs in Kansas have been in some really serious conversations. The city of Shawnee is now kind of getting involved, just like the city of Olathe has been involved. There's a lot of conversations happening on the Kansas side, and the Kansas side allows you to build that village area around your stadium where people want to go. Mark Donovan said it well over a year ago, that place out there is not a desirable location of where they are. And so I want to see the Chiefs be able to build as much as they possibly can, generate as much money as they possibly can. It's like asking any business, right? Like the owners of, you know, let's say Sprint, Sprint, whoever the case may be, you don't, you knock on the door of the owner, you say, you need to spend more money on your business. Well, I'm already investing in this business, right? Usually when you invest in a business and you run in a business, the money that you spend on that business is based on the money that you make in that business. And so NFL teams are a business. I mean, it's arguably the biggest corporation, you know, that we have in Kansas City with the NFL and with the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not going down to Pozzanelli and saying, well, you guys need to spend more on the firm here out of your own pockets. No, we're going to spend based on what we generate. The same thing with Odyssey, right? You generate the money based on advertising. That allows you to pay your bills. You're not reaching into your pocket and just spending money on your business out of that goodwill. Everything is a business in life. And I hate to be this guy, the richer you get, the more it becomes a business. And the more you're relying on spending money that you make out of that business out of your own pocket. I mean, we can go back to the day. I'm sure Lamar Hunt was writing checks in the 60s and 70s to get this thing up and going, you know? And so now they're here and it's an established business. And no matter what business you have, your spending is a formula based on what you make. And so the more that you make, the more that you can spend, the more signing bonuses you can dole out, and the more battles you can win in free agency. I think right now having this season is going to be good for them if they try to build the stadium, but if they want to build the stadium in Kansas, I think people will understand that. Oh, that means we can go out and spend a little bit more on free agents. We can get more money to spend on players, keep guys around a little bit longer. So the market of Kansas City is still a very small market when it comes to the other big markets around the NFL. And that's why they're so bullish on generating that interest in Germany and taking over Europe and finding more revenue streams so they can put the best possible team on the field as possible. Now, you have to be smart on how you spend, not like Jerry Jones, but, you know, you have to be smart. And I think they've got smart people in place. They just have to have the ability to go out and get the best possible people. And the more money that you can generate from your business is more money you can put back into the product.
So that's how Maloney does it.
Figured him out. But no, but I mean, that's any business. It's any business. Sure, the more we make, the more we can spend. It's you know, common sense 101, if you will.
I wonder if they make like a blockbuster trade.
I think there's going to be. I think there has to be this offseason.
Do you have more belief the Chiefs will make a trade for a blockbuster move in the offseason or the Royals will get an outfield bat in winter meetings?
I think both are going to happen. But ooh, I think the bigger...
Golly.
Yeah, no, I do.
What'd you do this morning in the garage?
I think both are going to happen. The Royals need a bat. They're aggressive, man. And that's the thing with John Sherman. He's worth $1.2 billion and he's spend. And so when they open at 119th and all and have all the stuff around there, think about the amount of money that John Sherman will spend now once he has all the bells and whistles of a new ballpark and a new ballpark district and all that instead of, you know, trying to squeeze money out of the K. John Sherman's already spending a boatload of cash. He's shown he's an aggressive owner. I love the way that John's running this ball club right now. He's the 25th wealthiest owner in baseball, and he's acting like one of the wealthiest owners in baseball, and they just spend into as much as they possibly can for the business. And then once they reach that limit, well, then you pull back a little bit. But John has dumped a ton of money. So I think they're going to get a bat, and I think there will be a big trade. I need a big trade for the Chiefs this offseason because I'm not a huge free agent guy, but I am a big trade guy. And if you trade for players and then you want to sign them to the extension, give them that signing bonus to them to agree to the trade, that's where you have to have that cash coming in as well.
Well, he didn't spend money on Kyle Schwarber. I'm joking. That's not a text.
Me ask you this. Do we need Kyle Schwarber?
It'd be nice, but he'd be a DH.
Yeah, where would you play him? No. You've got like 85 DHs in first base.
I saw somebody had a projected lineup, and they had Carter Jensen in left field, Cags at first, Vinny DHing.
Who was playing right field?
I'd have to go find the thing, but I thought that was
interesting. I'm interested in that. Actually, that's kind of fun.
They had Sal catching. They had, obviously, Reagans as your opening day starter, and they had Jensen in left, and they had Cags in first base.
I'd like to know who was in right. But did they have Isbell in center?
I think so.
I like him. He played last year. He's a very good baseball player.
He was a bright spot. Yeah. He was a bright spot. He's really good. I have more hope that the Royals would do something than the Chiefs, but that's just because I've seen it. I've seen Sherman do that.
You've seen it, yeah. But the Chiefs haven't really had, like, we've never been, this is crisis mode for the last 10 years, right? I mean, just let's call it what it is. For a lot of Chiefs fans, this is crisis mode.
Hell yeah.
Right? Oh my God.
We're losing. It should be. Your star quarterback is not in the playoffs. And what's the one thing that you had always had an advantage of why you're in the playoffs? You're the best quarterback in football. Right. He's always going to get you there. And then when you get there, it's like, it doesn't matter because he has such a strategic advantage and just talent advantage of everybody. And this year we don't have that. And it's like, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again?
Right, exactly. And so I think the Chiefs, for the first time, we're going to see what a crisis mode, if you will, offseason looks like. And I hope they do it the right way. I hope this isn't Philadelphia 2.0, where they go out and spend a lot of money on washed veterans like they did the last 2 years for Andy Reid. I hope they don't take that approach going into this offseason. But they do need to be aggressive. And by aggressive, I think trade is where you come out with the most. You got Trent McDuffie you could potentially trade. You've got Chris Jones you could potentially trade this offseason. There are some big names.
Nick Bolton, Rashee Rice.
I mean, Xavier Worthy. Like, to me,
Trey Creed, I'm open to everything.
I love the fact that you're on Bob Vesco's side on this, because this offseason, other than the quarterback, everybody else is available to be traded.
Yep.
You asked a question. Who's the overall number one pick in baseball this year? Roch Chulawski.
Yeah, I said that. Rock guy. Okay. R-O-C-H from UCLA. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Roch. So, Mac, aggressively hit that button.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. We're talking Royals. We'll start there. One word on the Royals lottery. Sixth pick in the lottery.
Special. Like, this is awesome. Like, you're not supposed to have a lottery pick when you just barely make it outside of the playoffs looking in, but they got it, man. And they got the sixth overall pick. They got Cags at six. They got Greinke at six. This is a great spot for the Royals to be in. And I would imagine an early Christmas gift that nobody was expecting.
Yeah, it's what do they say in golf? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I think they say that in a lot of sports. Frisbee life. Golf, I'm sure. Life, yeah. Right? Anything. Perfect, right? This never happens for the Royals. I think even Annie Rodgers mentioned that in her tweet. Like, the Royals have always been, you know, kind of opposite when it comes to lottery. Now, I know that Bobby Witt Jr. fell too, and then that worked out. But, like, it always seems like, I forget who is it the Knicks in the NBA draft where it's like you think it's going to be them,
and then it's like the Spurs
or Jazz or Nuggets. And it's like, we had the worst record in the sport. How did we get the eighth pick?
Mm-hmm. Well, who did that happen to last year in baseball? The White Sox got a really bad pick last year for being ass.
Yeah, your draft class this year, White Sox, Rays, Twins, Giants, Pirates, and Royals.
Those are your lottery picks. The fact that we got a lottery pick and had a 0.84% chance of getting the number one overall pick, this is great, man. I was excited yesterday. I'm like, they got a lottery pick.
Not only that, three or four teams of the AL Central are picking in the top six. Yeah. Keep an eye on that. White Sox, Twins, and Royals.
That's crazy.
So my one word would be lucky, and it's not a bad lucky. It's just sometimes better be lucky than good.
Hell yeah. No, I love being there. Because
what'd you say the odds were for them to get the first
0.84%, not even 1%. Like,
that's one card left in the deck, and you hit it on the river. And that's the odds.
Quite honestly, if you ask JJ or anybody, they will say, yeah, we were lucky to get the sixth overall pick. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no one will say no to a little luck, especially in college football. Great story from Ed Ogeron about acquiring Joe Burrow when he did in the land of when NIL wasn't as much of a thing. This is Coach O on that story.
So I took him outside. This might have been the most important talk I ever had in all my life. We're in the parking lot, okay? And the gravel's, you know, rope people. The dust is coming.
What restaurant is this?
Mike Anderson's restaurant. I said, Joe, if you tell anybody about this conversation, it never happened. I said, Joe, I don't get you. They're going to fire me. I get you. We're going to win the national championship. That's how important you are to me. Now, there's three quarterbacks ahead of you. I'm going to put you on the fourth team, and you're going to earn your way in front of the football team. But, Joe, I know these quarterbacks. They're good, but they're not as good as you. I ain't seen a damn lick of film on the son of a gun. You hear me? I was just going on what I heard, right? Okay. And I saw in that meeting, right? You know what I mean? Hey, you gotta take a shot, baby. Hey, take your little intermittent. What was that? Eminem. Got one shot, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a great song? Spaghetti, throw up all over the place. You got the heartbeat, you forget the word. You got one shot, you gotta take that song, baby. Right? Whoa! man, I can hear that something get fired up, boy. That was me out there.
What's his facial expression? What's his response when you say, I don't get you, where I'm getting fired?
You could tell when you tell somebody, it's like an aha moment. I saw that look in his eye. I hit home right there. I said, now, you're going to come or earn your way, but I know you're better than them. Now, Joe, by the way, I have two pretty good receivers. One's name is Ja'Marr Chase. And one name is Justin Jefferson. You don't know about him yet, but you're going to love him.
I love there. That man, dude.
Real is the word that I'll use. And I love after the fact when we hear stories like that. People, in like sports fans at times, think like sports is like, I don't know, like what I'm trying to describe. Like everything's on the up and up and all that kind of stuff. And then you see how the sausage is made, like Ed Orgeron is telling you right there. And you realize Ed Orgeron knows about as much as I do about college quarterbacks.
Never seen him throw a football.
But, man, you can get in there and just make it up and make it sound so good. That's normal. That's reality. It's not what you see and perceive to be reality in sports, you know?
Yeah, it's just perfect. Ed Orgeron, just a guy. If you want even funnier story, I don't know if it's funnier. If you want even cooler story, because he was on Bus with the Boys with Compton and Luan. He talks about how he tried, like, his hardest to ever recruit a player was Adrian Peterson. And the one thing he was trying to do was get a TV in the correctional facility where his dad was incarcerated so that he could watch his games. But Oklahoma had already set that up, and he was losing a battle he couldn't win. It's a great story.
Yeah.
My word on that is just, like you said, is real honesty and just salesman would be my number one word. Like, you don't have to know about the product, but if you could sell the product,
that's right,
you can make money off that. So, like, even if you've never seen Joe Burrow play, you could just, you know, pimp him up because, again, everybody had talked about him from where he was at Ohio State to LSU. And then, yeah, how about that sale? So you get good. Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. By the way, they're pretty good.
You don't know who they are, but you will.
You will. Yeah, it's so great.
I think it worked out well. The other part of that story that I love, too, he's talking about NIL. And he's like, hey, it's the same as it ever was, except, you know, you come in the front door now with a bag of cash instead of going through the back door.
I love that.
And he's right. 100%. He's right. Like that's the reality of college sports. It's not these press conferences that these guys give. That's all fraudulent and fake. What the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, that's the real stuff. And college coaches and professional coaches, they're more on our level than they let on. There's a lot of grab ass that gets played.
Oh, yeah. Nice. A non-NIL story to now NIL story. Troy Aikman says he gave NIL once. He said, I did it one time at UCLA. That's his alma mater. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get as much as a thank you note.
Yeah, that sucks.
One word.
Sucks is my one word, because if that's happening to Troy Aikman, how many other people are scratching these checks and not getting thank you notes? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, just about everybody who donates to these college athletic programs are not getting thank you notes in the mail, and they should be.
Yeah, poor. Poor to see, right? You guys remember graduating high school?
Yeah.
Remember when your parents put you at the kitchen table, put a stack of thank you
cards?
That's
exactly right.
Yeah, you wrote them. Yeah. Here's everybody that gave you something. I don't care if it was $5 or $500. You write, we'll send.
Right.
Your job. That was how I, Saturday morning, graduated.
You better believe it was.
Graduated the weekend before, Saturday morning, got woken up, sat at the kitchen table, and a stack of thank you cards from my mom said, get to work.
And you got them done.
Yeah.
And a thank you note goes a long way, man. Yeah. Like, look at Troy Aikman. And of all people, too, a guy who has a powerful voice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. I bet a lot of schools are doing the opposite of that, though, Bob. I bet a lot of schools are taking their time and sending those thank you notes because they know what it means.
I would hope so.
I think so. But you're right. It could be a lot of that, too. Last one. Marcus Freeman, he's dealing with NIL stuff now. He may not for a long time. 104.5 ESPN says he's favored at minus 200 to be the next Giants head coach.
And he didn't deny the rumors about the Giants in an interview the other day. He talked about how great of a franchise historically they are and how an honor it would be to coach coach the Giants.
Current coach at Notre Dame, by the way.
Yeah, obviously. But I love Marcus Freeman.
He's awesome.
And so my one word would be hard.
Oh, my.
I know that I'm hard.
Spent would be my one word. That'll do it. By the way, Jeff Saturday thought he'd be funny and come up on First Take and say that he is not coming out of retirement to play center for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh,
geek.
did everybody laugh, like the uncomfortable media laugh when a coach makes a bad
joke? Oh, Adam Schefter, I'm sure, started crying, dude. I'm sure he started crying. Jeff Saturday revealed on the morning, get up on ESPN. He will not be coming out of retirement to play again for the Colts.
Schefter looks at Saturday and goes, who's your source?
He says this. This is the exact tweet, right? Jeff Saturday revealed this morning on Get Up ESPN that he will not be coming out of retirement to play again for the Colts at age 50. Saturday knows his place.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.